KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 75 degrees with sunny skies in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. It was the Riverside School District's fifth attempt to pass a $15.1 million bond issue that would result in a new 7th through 12th grade facility, and it has passed. Leading up to the vote, school officials made appeals to the public, stating that renovating the existing building would require more than $11 million. A 60% supermajority was required by law for the bond issue to pass. 1,805 people voted, and of that, 1,096 voted yes. That's less than a 1% of the number of votes needed. Absentee votes played a key role in this decision. 501 absentee ballots were cast, with 367 of them voting in favor of the issue. Votes were counted in the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office on Tuesday night. The new 7th through 12th grade facility will be south of Oakland near the intersections of Highways 6 and 59. KJAN Newstime is 8:01.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
An Iowa anti-abortion organization says it has submitted to the state petitions with more than 20,000 signatures asking for a ban on a remote control method of distributing abortion pills. Iowa Right to Life's petitions are aimed at a long-distance video system used by Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. The system lets a doctor in Des Moines deliver pills to patients in remote clinics around Iowa. Mark Bowden is executive director of the Iowa Board of Medicine, and he said Tuesday that the board will review the petitions. Bowden says if the group's request is denied, the board has to state the reason or reasons. Des Moines police say the plan to keep a pilot program that lets plainclothes officers focus on burglary investigations. The Des Moines Police Department says four officers began carrying out the special duties 5 months ago after an increase of burglaries in the city. The department says the burglary detail squad has made nearly 100 felony arrests for burglary, theft, forgery, and wanted subjects. There have been more than 25 misdemeanor arrests. The officers' special duties include surveillance, investigative follow-ups, or suspect apprehension. Officers are directed each day based on need, and overtime has been issued to help with shortages in officers working patrol. Police say red light and speed camera violations helped pay for most of the overtime. A 34-year-old woman has been accused of leaving her 5-year-old son at a Des Moines park for hours. Danielle Clinton of Clive is charged with felony neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. Police say Clinton's boy eventually joined some strangers who were having a birthday party at Union Park on Sunday afternoon. The family fed the boy and he played with young family members. Adults in the family eventually called police after several hours to report that they couldn't find the boy's parents or others he had accompanied to the park. Polk County jail records say Clinton remained in custody on Wednesday, pending $10,000 bail. Online court records don't list the name of her attorney. Same-sex married couples in Iowa are eagerly awaiting to see if the Supreme Court will strike down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. A ruling is expected this morning. A 2009 Iowa Supreme Court ruling legalized gay marriage in the state, but the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, means that those couples don't have the same federal benefits as other married couples. Those benefits include filing joint taxes, receiving breaks on estate taxes, and receiving Social Security survivor benefits. Jennifer Harvey, who lives in West Des Moines with her partner and two children, says overturning the law will save her money and time, but also means respect for her family. If DOMA is overturned, Harvey says they will be treated like first-class citizens. The Department of Natural Resources says a mechanical failure at a meatpacking plant caused thousands of gallons of wastewater to pour into Storm Lake in northwest Iowa. The DNR says Tuesday the problem was noticed Monday night when employees of Tyson Fresh Meats discovered wastewater coming out of the ground outside a lift station. Workers determined a joint on the piping had failed. The wastewater reached a storm sewer that empties into the lake near Oasis Beach. The city of Storm Lake posted warnings discouraging swimming until Friday. After discovering the discharge, Tyson and city officials worked to divert other wastewater to the city's sanitary sewer system. Des Moines police say three officers involved in two separate crashes have been found at fault and disciplined. The Des Moines Register reported Tuesday that the first crash happened April 7th at a four-way stop sign. In that case, officers Phil Taronis and Brandon Holton were headed to a shots fired report. Neither fully stopped at the signs and collided. The other crash came April 27th when Officer Mitchell Cameron was responding to assist another officer and ran a red light. Police say he hit another vehicle broadside. Police say the officers have been disciplined, but that they declined to be specific because the matter is a personnel issue. In general, Des Moines Police Sergeant Jason Halifax says crashes of patrol cars in which officers are at fault usually result in suspensions. A corrections department spokesman say a break-in at a prison construction site in Fort Madison resulted in the theft of computers and software that detail facility drawings. Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta says in a news release Tuesday that the theft occurred June 19th at the construction site for the new Iowa State Penitentiary. Items stolen from a trailer adjacent to the fenced-off construction area included laptop computers and tools. Danny Homan, president of the Local Council of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, calls the theft of prison plans a major security breach. Homan also says staffing levels need to be raised to prevent contraband from entering the prison. Scaletta says prison officials welcome ideas from staff and that staffing levels haven't caused contraband to increase. Officials say a state park and campground in northeast Iowa have been closed because of flooding. The State Department of Natural Resources says George Wythe State Park closed Tuesday afternoon because of flooding from the nearby Cedar River. It is expected to reopen July 1st if there is no additional rainfall in the Cedar River watershed, and reservations for the days affected will be offered full refunds. The campground at Yellow River Forest in Alamackie County also has been closed after extensive flood damage during the past weekend. DNR officials say they're still evaluating damage, and it's unknown when the campground will be reopened. No reservations will be taken until at least the end of July. An auto repair shop in Muscatine says an employee has died from injuries sustained during severe weather that damaged his work area. The Krieger Auto Group, which houses the Krieger Collision Center, posted on its Facebook page Tuesday that the male employee died Monday from injuries caused by severe weather that moved through the area Monday. The Muscatine Journal says the roof of the Krieger Collision Center collapsed and fell on the employee. He was transported to a hospital and later died. The newspaper reports Governor Terry Branstad also mentioned the employee Tuesday during a visit to survey the affected area, which included a nearby Calvary Church and extensive debris. Taking a look at national and world headlines, all eyes are on the Supreme Court, which is delivering its opinions today on two gay marriage cases. The court could overturn California's ban on same-sex marriage or allow lower court rulings that struck down the ban to stand. There will also be a ruling on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which denies legally married gay Americans a range of tax, health, and pension benefits available to married straight couples. The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 1.8% in the first 3 months of the year, significantly slower than first thought. The steep revision was mostly because consumers spent less, suggesting higher taxes are having a deeper impact on economic growth. The Commerce Department revised the annual growth rate for the January through March quarter, down from its last estimate of a 2.4%. The rate was still faster than the 0.4% rate in the October through December quarter. WikiLeaks says the former U.S. government contractor who disclosed two secret surveillance programs is safe and well, but WikiLeaks isn't saying where Edward Snowden is. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Snowden is still at Moscow's airport, and Putin has rejected U.S. plans to turn Snowden over. WikiLeaks says it's helping Snowden seek asylum. The famed 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division at Kentucky's Fort Knox, is one of a dozen combat brigades being cut as the Army deals with spending reductions and the wind-down of two wars. Today, officials are expected to announce major restructuring that's been in the works for a while. Celebrity cook Paula Deen says she's not a racist. Deen, who said in a legal deposition that she had used racial slurs in the past, gave an interview to NBC's Today Show this morning. Dean says if there's anyone in the audience who's never said anything they've regretted, they should take up that stone and throw it as hard as they can and kill me. The Food Network dropped Dean's show last week. KJAN Newstime is 810.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Sharon Campbell, 60, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Sharon Campbell will be held 11 a.m. today in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Beeman, 78, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial service for Richard Beeman will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Wanda Jensen, 91, of Fontenelle, died Sunday, June 23rd, at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Wanda Jensen will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dorothy Ann Becker, 71, of Ames and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday, June 20th, at the Israel Hospice House in Ames. Services for Dorothy Ann Becker will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Max Jacobson, 82, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Max Jacobson will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, June 28th, at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlotte Ann Thorson, 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd, from complications relating to her battle with breast cancer. A private family church service for Charlotte Ann Thorson is planned for Friday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Mildred Bowen, 93, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Mildred Bowen will be held at 1:30 p.m. Friday, June 28th, at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gerald Bowman, 89, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, June 23rd at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 29th at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gladys Cunningham, 97, of Atlantic, died Monday, June 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Gladys Cunningham will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 1st, in the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.